In today's sequence, I invite you to practice letting the breath move you in and out of each posture, letting the breath inspire even the smallest of movements, as this is the easiest way of connecting with our energetic body. So lying in base position, simply take 3 slow, deep breaths. On the 3rd exhalation, sigh as you send heat down towards the whole of your pelvic area. Feel the energy in your pelvis begin to wake up as you continue to bring it fresh oxygen with each inhalation, emptying any old stuff with each exhalation. Now simply begin to notice the loving connection the soles of your feet make with the earth, and begin to experience the love coming up from the core of the earth, filling you up. Take this time now to feel the energy of the earth filling you, nourishing you, all the way from your feet to your crown. And when you feel full, full of love, take your attention to your heart and invite your heart to open. Feel the subtle presence of your heart. Feel your heart's softness, its love. Surrender to your heart and ask your heart to use your breath to guide you through today's practice. Feeling this deeply profound connection with your heart, let your breath lengthen and deepen as you bathe in this loving feeling of knowing that you are safe, you are complete, and you have all you need in this moment to experience yourself as love. Your lips lightly closed, bring the tips of your fingers now to the hinge of your jaw, where your top and your bottom jaws meet, and gently massage out any tension that you notice. Let this feel really good for you. To deepen the feeling of release, simply slide your bottom jaw forward just a millimeter or two and allow it to create openness through your neck, your throat. Feeling the release reflected in your pelvic region, your vagina letting go as your jaw softens. Taking some oil in your hands now, bring the palms of your hands together and rub them briskly, making your hands hot. Gracefully bring your hands into the energy field of your breasts. Notice the vibration, the warmth of your loving center, letting each breath take you deeper into your heart, feeling your heart. Resting your hands on your breasts now, take a moment to experience the fullness of your breasts. feeling their presence as you allow your breath to softly move your breasts up and down. Smile down to your breasts. Gently and graciously begin to touch and caress them. Let the sensations of your touch guide you to what feels good in this moment. As you connect more fully with your gorgeous breasts, let each inhalation fill your breasts with even more love. Gift yourself that love, using the breath to fill your breasts with love. Fingertips drawing to your nipples now. Let them draw tiny circles there. Feel the pleasure in the circling of your nipples, letting that pleasure be felt in your vagina as it releases and opens with each breath out. On an exhalation, send your hands down your body now to your ovaries and start to massage them with circles of love. It's believed we store much of our stress in our ovaries, so as you inhale, feel your ovaries filling with love. And as you exhale, invite any tension, any stress to simply melt away. When you bring fresh, oxygenated blood to your ovaries, it helps rejuvenate your eggs and help your sexual organs stay healthy. So as you massage love into your ovaries, see if you can feel them expand into your hands. Feet drawing together now for goddess pose. Gently allow your legs to splay out to the side so you feel a nice stretch in your groin, your legs forming a diamond shape, soles touching. Take a little more oil. Place both hands as far down your left thigh as you can reach and stroke up your inner thigh very slowly and softly across your vulva and down your right thigh as far as you can reach. In one continuous movement, glide your hands back up your right thigh, across your vulva, and down your left thigh. Continue these delicious strokes, letting the breath fuel your movements. Close your eyes as you indulge, and let this sensual touch soothe your nervous system. Take your focus to your groin now, letting your thumbs massage deep into any tension being stored in the crease joining your legs to your body. As you iron out the tension with your loving touch, remind your mouth and jaw to relax, your lips to soften. center your focus now on your vulva, taking your time to explore and massage your pubic mound, your inner and outer labia, your perineum, around your anus, and anywhere in between that you feel drawn. Touch your body with absolute presence, breathing love deep into your most womanly parts. Fold your knees back together so you're in base position again. This time, your feet a little further apart than before. Take your egg and circle it around your vaginal opening until you find the perfect angle. Hold your egg still at your vaginal opening. And take a moment here to feel your breath. Feel the energy of your breath opening you. Feel your vagina surrender. Let go. And as it does, inhale, holding your egg steady. And as you exhale, yawn your vagina open and sip your egg inside. Egg now snug inside, cup your hands over your vulva and breathe deep into your sacred self. Feel your vagina, feel her pulse. As you breathe awareness into your being, simply set an intention of your choice for today's practice. Breathe a life into this intention, say it out loud, let it be felt throughout your energy body, for our intention creates our reality. Sending your arms out to your sides now so they're in line with your heart center, palms up for clapping scarecrow. Feel your fingertips stretching away from your body, creating length across your chest. And take a steady breath in, breathing all the way down to your pelvic floor, then exhaling until you're empty. On your next inhalation, softly squeeze your egg as you slowly inhale your hands together, letting them sweep through the space around you. And as you exhale and release your egg, let your arms open, staying straight as they find their way back to the floor. Feel the stretch out to the sides as they touch down. Then carry that lengthening feeling into the next round as you slowly inhale your hands up as your vagina cuddles your egg. As you exhale your hands back down, feeling your fingertips gently reaching away, heart opening, vagina gently releasing. Continue on keeping the movement slow and steady as your breath will allow. Let your breath carry your arms up, creating length, finding space. Then on the exhale, see if you can let the movement encourage your vagina to soften that little bit more. Move through this exploration slowly and gently. Each time you lift and release, sensing the weight of your arms, allowing them to drop deeper into their shoulder sockets as your fingertips stretch away from you. Staying with the practice, using the breath to find the sensation that you love. Make this yummy. Let this be your last clapping scarecrow now. Smile into your ovaries, give them some loving touch before scooping the energy you've generated all the way up to your breasts, resting there, letting your vagina melt open just a touch further with each exhalation. Every time your mind goes shopping for something else, bring your attention back to the breath. Use the breath as a vehicle to bring you back inside your body. And simply feel the breath rise and fall at its own pace. Coming into the pelvic lifts, make sure your feet are directly under your knees, nice and close to your booty, palms facing down by your sides. Press all 10 fingerprints into the floor and on the inhale, squeeze as you tilt your tailbone forward, rolling up through your spine gently, softly, feeling your heart blossom open as you come into the full stretch. Then express sound as you roll back down, releasing the squeeze, letting out whatever sound needs to be expressed in this moment, letting yourself be heard. Roll your pelvis up through your spine, one vertebra at a time on the inhalation, hugging your egg, feeling your sit bones energetically draw towards your knees, chin to chest, then chin reaching for the sky. Before making the slow journey back down, massaging your spine all the way home, letting any tension in your buttocks, thighs, or lower back release as you arrive on the mat. In your own time, peel your way off the mat, using the breath to explore this articulation in your spine. This exercise, it's brilliant for pelvic tone, and the more you activate your throat by making sound, the more you'll activate your pelvis, the more energy you'll feel because there's something called the vagus nerve that connects our pelvis to our throat. As you squeeze and roll your body up, feel the energy in your pelvis spread up your torso like a waterfall, the warmth of this energy making its way to your neck, nourishing your face and moving out through your crown. Follow your breath. Feel where the energy moves on the exhalation as you roll your body back down to the mat. Then on your next inhalation, again, imagine a delicious current starting at the base of your spine. And as you breathe in, feel it rise and warm your body. feel the fullness of this energy moving through you with each lift and each slow release. Once you finish this final pelvic lift, bring your knees into your chest for a nice juicy hug. You might like to rock side to side if that feels yummy, or simply rest here. You know what you need. When we exhale fully, we're emptying ourselves not only of carbon dioxide, but of limiting beliefs, of ways of being, negative thinking patterns, old tensions and hurts, ideas and feelings. When we give ourselves permission to inhale fully, we open ourselves up to the unknown so that we can experience the fullness of who we are. Every time we take a full, nourishing breath, we renew ourselves. We bring life into our being. So holding your knees in your hands, let your head come off the floor as you tuck your chin into your chest and rock back and forth along your spine, all the way from your tailbone to your neck, distributing the pranic energy, relaxing your spine before finally coming up into easy pose. As you arrive, use your hands to spread your butt cheeks, take a pillow if you need one, and take a moment to really just shimmy in. Feel your head and shoulders balanced either side of your spine. You want to make sure your sit bones have full contact with the floor or pillow, rooting deep down into the earth, while at the same time feeling as though a helium balloon is lifting your spine up tall. Feel the beautiful stretch through your spine as you create length using any props that you need to sit up tall. Feeling the space in your heart, let your hands take hold of your front ankle. Take a moment to deepen your breaths and begin to feel how your inhalations and exhalations move you. Your belly moving your body ever so slightly forward as you breathe in, and your body rocking ever so slightly back as you breathe out. Simply notice the subtlety here without needing to do anything but breathe. As your awareness grows, use the breath to gently expand this movement into a full spinal flex, squeezing your egg as your pelvis moves your torso forward, and releasing your egg on the exhalation as your pelvis moves your spine back. As you rock forward and back, squeezing and releasing, feel your lower spine opening, feel any dormant energy waking up. Flexing forward and back, bring your hands onto your legs just below your knees. And as your sit bones push down on your inhale, notice how your ribs open and your heart rises. Feel the presence of your heart as you flex your spine forward and back. Let your breath propel the movement. Like wind in a sail, the motion forward is fueled by an inhalation, your chest pushing forward, opening, the exhalation drawing your belly back. Let the breath be what moves you. Sliding your hands onto your knees now, slow the movement down even further. Create space for the body to experience full breaths all the way down into your belly, filling your ribs as your spine extends and your chest moves forward and up. Feel the inhalation stretching and opening your upper spine. And as you exhale, feel your belly move towards your spine, the spine stretching back, expanding the space between your shoulder blades, making room for your heart. Feel the fullness of each breath as you consciously move forward and back, the ripples of energy moving up and down your spine as you complete your final two spinal flexes. And coming to center, rest here for a moment. Noticing how your spine responds to your breath. Soften and sense the energy moving from your pelvis all the way up your spine to your crown. Feel the breath fan the energy and simply bring this energy movement into your awareness. When you're ready, lie back on the mat in base position, hands resting on your ovaries. As you settle in, the ground coming up to support you, start to notice the two pauses in your breath cycle, one after your inhalation and one after your exhalation. Pay particular attention to the pause after your exhalation. The great mystical traditions spoke of this pause as a timeless moment, an infinite space between yin and yang, being and doing, in which we can go beyond our self-image and experience our own unconditioned nature, where we can experience our true self. See if you can sense this pause after each exhalation as an entranceway into yourself, into the healing spaciousness of who you truly are. On an exhalation, knees draw into your chest, head peeling off the floor, rock and roll along your spine 3 times, feeling the delicious spine massage wake up your life force energy. And when you're ready, allow yourself to return to easy pose. Move the flesh away from your sit bones, finding your center for heaven on earth. Ground down through the base of the body, allowing your pelvis, vagina, and buttocks to descend down into the earth. Head over heart, heart over pelvis, spine tall. On your inhalation, bring your hands up to 60 degrees, a 60 degree angle, palms to the heavens, eyes looking up. Let your shoulders melt down your back, and when you're ready, begin breath of fire. Keeping your elbows straight, shoulders soft and relaxed, feel the rhythmic breath being instigated from your diaphragm. Feel the cleansing breath through your nose energizing you. As you complete this pose, keep your arms tall and inhale your palms together above your head. Once they touch, exhale them down your body into prayer pose, heart lifting to meet your thumbs. On your next exhalation, focus on letting go of all of your breath. And when you feel there is no more breath inside you, exhale that little bit more, release your vagina that little bit more. Many people don't let go of all their breath because there are things in their life that they're not yet willing to let go of. Invite all that is not serving you, any burdens or unhealthy behaviors, to exit your body with each full exhalation. As you give your body permission to fully exhale, notice how your shoulders and ribs relax and how you have more room to take in nourishing oxygen, how you have more room to welcome in a fuller, more inspiring life. Staying in easy pose, feel your sit bones rooting down, spine tall as we come into the straw. Place your hands on your knees and switch them off by turning your palms up. As they disengage, feel the warm weight settling into your elbows. Feel your jaw relaxed, perhaps swallow once or twice. And see if you can grow a little taller, lengthening all the way up through the spine, the neck, and the crown of your head. Taking three sipping inhalations through your nose, imagine you're sipping the egg up your vaginal canal one sip at a time, then exhaling the egg down your vaginal canal one sip at a time. With each sip in, squeeze your vagina as if you're pulling the egg up, 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 and with each exhale, pressing the egg down, 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 letting your pelvis open. Continue sipping in your own time, feeling the power of your breath help move the egg up and down your vaginal canal. On each third sip in, feel the egg kissing your cervix. And on each third exhalation, feel the egg sitting just inside your vaginal canal. Don't push so hard, you push it right on out. And simply allow this movement to happen however subtly it wishes to happen. simply tune into the movement in your vagina. If it's not happening physically, imagine it happening and simply begin to become more aware of what your energy is doing. Once you complete the final round, massage your ovaries, scooping the energy up your torso to circle your breasts, holding them there as you take 3 slow, refreshing breaths, smiling down into your pelvic parfait as you do. Make your way onto your knees into rock pose, your big toes side by side. Take your open hands out to the sides of your face, turning your hands into lion's paws. Open your mouth wide, stick out your tongue, really stick it out. Now start to laugh, like really laugh from your belly. And we're going to spend the next minute or so being a laughing lion. Don't be shy, let out a big laugh so you can feel the mood-boosting energy vibrating throughout your body. Feel the oxygen nourishing your cells, feel the whole body workout you're gifting yourself from simply taking the time to laugh. Soften your laughter now, closing your mouth, and take a sweet moment here as you place your hands on your thighs to be still, to absorb the nutrients of your yummy dose of laughter. Part your knees a touch, feel your spine tall, and on your next exhalation, swim your fingers back as you fold your torso down onto your thighs, forehead resting on the floor for child's pose. Arms by your body, palms up. Let your body melt into the earth. Feel your sacrum broaden across the back of your pelvis. Your skull lifting away from the back of your neck, your jaw softening, your lips parting just a touch, as you relax the weight of your shoulders and simply invite the breath to lengthen and deepen. Move with thoughtfulness and intention as you come onto your beautiful belly now, legs straight and touching for cobra. Place the palm of your hands directly under your shoulders and hugging your elbows into your ribs. Inhale to open your heart and roll up through your spine as you squeeze your eggs, smiling as you lift only far enough to feel a delicious backstretch. Then rolling back down, softly releasing your egg on the exhalation. Continue to let the inhale lift you up, your shoulders releasing down and back. Keep it soft. Expressing sound as you roll back down and dissolve into the earth. If you feel any compression in your lower back, don't push up quite so far. Do what feels good for your body. This time, let your vagina initiate the pose. As you inhale, squeeze your vagina and let the energy of that squeeze drive the serpent-like undulation in your body, the squeeze lifting you up, smiling there in cobra. The vaginal release gently lowering you down into the earth. Making this your last one, feel yourself gliding forward and up into the arc, lengthening the psoas, toning the muscles in your spine, then releasing down with sound. Turn your head to the right side, left ear to the mat, and relax here, taking a moment to nourish yourself with some slow, deep breaths as you simply allow yourself to sense the energy moving within you. Staying there on your stomach, legs together, bring the palms onto the floor underneath your shoulders and simply take a moment to really find that awareness through your hands. Feel the tops of your shoulders drawing away from your ears. As you inhale, squeeze your egg and press up into cobra, lifting your belly right off the floor into knee plank in one fluid movement. Curl your toes under, and as you exhale and release your eggs, send your heels back, lifting your knees as you press up into plank pose. Inhale, slowly squeezing your egg, finding length from your tail to your crown. Exhale and release the egg, finding strength, refining as you hold the plank. You've got this. Inhale and squeeze your egg as you lower onto your knees, maintaining that straight line from your knees to your crown. And as you exhale and release your egg, hug your elbows into your side body as you slowly lower your belly onto the floor. And when you're ready, we'll go again, inhaling cobra to knee plank, staying here if that's enough for you today, or pressing up into full plank on the exhalation. Inhale and squeeze your egg, holding your awareness on your front body, back body, and side body, staying strong. As you exhale and release your egg, engaging all four facets of your torso. Then inhaling and squeezing down to knee plank. And exhaling, staying strong as you lower your torso back down onto the ground, egg letting go. Do a couple more at your own pace, letting the breath lift you up, hold you strong, then lower you back down. As you finish your last cobra to plank, turn your head to the left, right ear resting on the mat for 1 full minute. As you breathe in, simply allow your belly to expand into the earth and bring your full awareness into your navel. You may feel a pulse here. Become aware of the polarity between your belly button and the point in your spine opposite your belly button. And as you breathe in, imagine these two points are pressing away from each other. And as you breathe out, feel them draw into each other. When you're ready, roll over onto your back into base position, feet flat on the floor, hip width apart. Bring one hand down to your vulva and take the string for the love tug. Invite your eyes to close, and as you do, bring awareness to your pelvis. As you inhale right down into your pelvis, squeeze your egg, gently pulling on the string to create a little resistance. As you exhale, release the string and the squeeze, relaxing your vagina open. As you tug on the string on your next inhalation, imagine your vagina is pulling the egg further up inside you. Feel the resistance. Then release as you exhale, your vagina blossoming open. As you continue to pull and release, let your pelvis respond. If it wants to rock. Let it be sensual in its movements. Let it express. Smiling into your beautiful body, allow your breath to deepen on the inhalation, and on the exhalation, feel the expansiveness in your body as your vagina melts open. Deepen the breath, create space. And on your next exhalation, pretend you're blowing out candles. Releasing your vagina this final time, bring your hands to your ovaries, give them some love. Before scooping the energy up to your breasts, resting here, find your breath. Feel your abdominal wall expanding on each breath in. Placing your hands over your vulva, take a moment here to fully connect in with your vagina. Breathe deep as you let yourself feel your vaginal pulse. Let her speak to you. Time to tuck yourself in for your well-deserved relaxation. If you need to pop a blanket over you, under your head or your knees, please do as you come into sleeping beauty pose. Legs and arms out to your sides, palms up, toes falling away from each other. Tuck yourself in and simply be with yourself so that you can absorb the nutrients of today's practice. Once you're in, wiggle your tailbone to the crown of your head. Feel your hips and shoulders balancing either side of your spine. Chin tucked in a touch, creating length along the back of your neck. Jaw relaxed. Check in to make sure your booty cheeks are soft. Give them a little jiggle until they let go. And simply use the breath to connect in. Thank you. You can trust your breath. It's led you into relaxation many times before. Feel the love enter your body as your belly inflates on the inhalation, and how anything that isn't serving you exits your body on the exhalation. Breathe love deep into your belly, your pelvic floor, your vagina, and let them release and let go on the exhalation. Each time you breathe out, release any tension, resistance, worry, or doubt. As the tension leaves your body, feel yourself naturally, effortlessly, become that little bit lighter, that little bit softer. Feel your awareness gently being drawn inward. Feel the silence within, feeling safe, at home. Let your inner home take you in, comfort you. With each breath, let your inner silence be more present as you invite your breath to take you on a journey deep into your subconscious. As you start to breathe into your body and nourish the cells within you, as you start to breathe into unconscious parts of yourself, your attitudes and emotions and thinking patterns, they'll start to change. Limiting beliefs will start to release their stranglehold on your life so that you feel freer, more at ease, more at peace within yourself. Feeling the weight of your body being supported by the earth, take your awareness to the peripheries of your body. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Swallow a couple of times. Notice the light filtering in through your closed eyelids and keeping your eyes closed. Invite them to draw big, big circles. One circle per inhalation, one circle per exhalation. Letting your eyes relax back into their sockets now, take your fingers and gently tap around your eyes. Take your tapping to your forehead, between your eyebrows. Tap above your lips, below your lips. Cup your hands over your eyes. Open your eyes. Spread your fingers apart to let some sunshine in. Yawn. Smile. Then bring your legs closer in so they hip width apart and begin to stretch one leg away from you for a second or two, and then the other. And from here, we're going to continue to shuffle our legs, stretching them away from your body one at a time, helping create alignment in the pelvis. Then bringing your knees up so you're in base position for the pretzel stretch, taking your right ankle, place it on your left thigh, take your fingers either side of your left leg until they can interlace, then pull back for a nice gluteal stretch. Breathe deep into the stretch because when you do, you're delivering more oxygen to your cells, making the stretch more potent. Gently release the stretch, switch your legs over, right foot on the floor, left ankle across your right thigh, hands taking your right leg into your body, breathe deep into this stretch, let yourself go further into the stretch with each exhalation. Using the exhale to unravel, bring both knees into your chest, hug your knees in, peel your head off the floor, chin to chest. Give yourself one last spinal massage as you rock and roll your way up to rock pose for the self-love blessing. Big toes side by side, find that gentle lift through your heart. Then inhale and squeeze your egg as you sweep your hands around you, scooping up until your palms meet. Exhale them down to your heart in prayer position, releasing your egg. Feel your thumbs pressing into the reflexology point in your breastbone, filling you with a sense of peace and calm as you connect in here with the breath. And when you feel ready, say the self-love blessing out loud, inhaling to begin. Taking the biggest breath you've taken in all day, and as you exhale, fold forward, bow your head to the floor in honor of your most blissful self. Take a moment to thank your body, thank your spirit, thank your whole self for taking the time to nurture yourself today. And simply invite this experience in. Whenever you feel your practice is complete, simply roll on up, letting the breath carry you up the staircase of your spine. And as you go into your next activity, move with intention, letting the breath guide you. Take this practice as an invitation to explore what it feels like to move through your day from a place of blissful ease.